Dear friends, on this Monday Eve, I don't even know where to start. The world is exploding. The world is exploding. Everything that I thought was rational, everything that I thought was normal, it's exploding. I don't know where to start. As we speak, the Met Gala is going on. This is the celebration of creepy, sick people, sick. You talk about ritualized freaks. If I somehow picked up that Met Gala and sent it off to a parallel universe, predation would drop. Every freak, sicko, every pederast, catamite, paraphile, every sick. These are the sickest people who get together and try to out-sick each other with that Herodin, that Myrtrix, that Virago, that horrible cur, that shrew, that Anna Wintour. But as we speak, all hell's breaking loose. Because these groups of people, these protesters that everybody is saying is just a bunch of lunatics, they're not even getting started yet. And I think, what, is Rafa on fire yet? Have they moved in? That's going to be a bloodbath. And today, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Victor Davis Hanson on my YouTube, my iPod pad, whatever, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this lunacy where he is saying that there is no difference between Palestinian and Hamas. They're the same. And anti-Israel is anti-Semitic. I mean, he has bought the farm. I don't know how much they're paying him, but he went nuts. And this Levin, oh my God, it's propaganda. It doesn't even make sense. It's not even subtle. The world is falling apart. There's a million people in Rough. Is anybody paying attention as to what's going on here? Are you watching what's happening? I was watching today, God bless Breaking Points and Crystal Ball. See, she gets it 85% of the time. 85%, maybe 90%. She had somebody from the NYPD hold up a book on terrorism. It's called Terrorism. It's like a textbook. And this Jadrul from the NYPD said, well, this is an example of how these people are being radicalized. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So we have that. I did a video today. I hope you watch it. Nathan Wade goes on ABC and talks about this as he's falling in love. I mean, I thought this guy was stupid, but I had no earthly idea. I'm watching this. I don't even know where to start. I don't know. The world is coming apart. These people, they're just dismissing. Ah, they're crazy. Do you understand what's happening? Do you see what is happening? I know you do, because you're smart. And that's why you're here. And that's why I love you. So sit back, my friends. Make sure you like this video. Like it, like it, like it, like it. We need those algorithms. We need those metrics. Like it, subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're still subscribed. And get ready. We've got a show for you tonight. And remember, as I always do, there's 183 days until the election. 183 days. And this Judge Mershon is just chomping at the bit to throw Trump in jail. And Trump is saying, please, I dare you. I double dare you. Get ready, my friends. We are in for the ride of our life. It's no longer a question of if something catastrophic is coming. It's when. And while you still have control, still have time, what are you going to do about it now to prepare? Your first step is going to my website at preparewithlionel.com. Preparewithlionel.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. And for a limited time, take $50 off a four-week emergency food supply. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. They've helped over 2 million families already. These four-week kits with Ready Hour Foods provide over 2,000 calories every day, 16 varieties, 25-year shelf life, breakfast, lunches, dinners, snacks, drinks, and they're sealed inside 2 31-pound rugged waterproof buckets, and they last up to 25 years in storage. Take advantage right now, my friend, and go to preparewithlionel.com. That's preparewithlionel.com. This is the video we did today, or I did today, my friends, on Mr. Wade, and I commend it to you. Please watch this. It's just incredible. Pilgrim Media says Trump is here to kick ass and chew gum. And I just ran out of gum. Remember that line? Let's see what's happening. Let's see what's happening. Meanwhile, his daughter, by the way, is going to break the facelift record. This what a phony! But see, this is when these people, they make me sick. She is just get rid and please, and I hope to God when you're elected, keep her and that creepy Jared out of there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh my God! And did you hear that bullshit story about Anna Wintour? Wintour wouldn't allow Lauren Sanchez, that freak, that plastic surgery freak, Bezos's pieza, his tipa. Did you hear that? She says, I'm going to have to personally approve her clothing. Oh, it's such horse shit. You are seeing the last gasp of some of the sickest people, every freak. If you told me, that there was, and I'm just saying hypothetically, if you told me that there was ritualized satanic cannibalism going on with these people, I believe it. You don't know how sick these people are. I've heard about this for years. Whenever the elites come and meet award shows, at the Academy Award, and this one in particular, it is God knows what happens. Do you know all of the people that are made available, all of the trafficking that goes on to satisfy these sick? And by the way, it's not necessarily the people who are in the front, but the B-listers and the support personnel and the what you just, I'm telling you. I am telling you. I'm still in shock watching Victor Davis Hanson. What a hack. What? A hack. Do you think, look, I know some of these people, you're right, some of these folks who are you know, protesting, a lot of them are just idiots. So it's the CPAC convention. Those idiots talking about Jesus and God and the Lord name of Ronald Reagan in, oh, come on. You want to compare stupid? You want to compare stupid? You think what, the Republican Party is the brain trust? When I heard Victor Davis Hanson say, oh, these people, to be against Israel, to be against the government is to be anti-Semitic. I'm thinking, this guy, how much are they paying you? Is there anybody here who's not bought off? Is there anybody here who has maintained any degree of self-respect? Can you, I mean, can, I don't, I swear to God. Meanwhile, the world, there was a call of a ceasefire today with Hamas. Israel said, ah, that's crap. We never agreed to that. We're going into Rafah. Get ready. Get ready. Is there ever a point? I told you the other day, a friend of mine says, so what do you think about these college campuses? It's like, do you think this is about college riots? We are so doomed, my friend. We are so doomed. Get ready for this. Do you know what's happening? Are you, I mean, seriously, do you know what's about to happen? My God. It's unbelievable. And today, you would think the big story is Tom Brady's roast. You've got to be kidding me. I did not hear a second of it, nor will I. You understand? Will I? Now, listen to this. How about this? Kamala Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris dodged reporters on the campaign trail Monday, creating another awkward moment as she left a restaurant in Detroit, Michigan. Harris made a campaign stop at Joe Louis Southern Kitchen to order food, but did not let reporters join her into the establishment. By the way, if you read whoever's in charge of the Daily Mail, side note here, the misspellings, the grammatical errors, through the roof. What are you doing? What are you doing? People say, well, it's AI. No, AI would catch this. It's not. Anyway, as Kamala walked briskly out of the restaurant with what looked like a bag of takeout food, one reporter shouted a question about the details surrounding Gaza terror group Hamas accepting a ceasefire. In fact, we have it right here. Let's see if we can do this here. Let me see if you can. Well, anyway, I don't want to play it. The president was visiting, and she said, Vice president, right. And she said, she says shrimp and grits. Madam Vice President, Hamas says it accepted a ceasefire deal. Your reaction? Shrimp and grits. All right, you know. And people say, oh, no, she's going to be. No, she has to be the nominee. Why? Well, because she's a black woman and we. No. She's an idiot. You mean to tell me she's the only one? Nobody told her? Nobody told her, listen, you don't understand what's going on here. You don't understand. You don't understand. You're going to have to think in advance of what you're going to say. And you can't say shrimp and grits. Do you understand this? It's. I don't even know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on. No, seriously. I don't know what is going on. And I don't understand this. The Trump trial is. I listen to people and they have, on various shows and they love Trump. Okay, and that's fine. And we all love him. God bless him, right? We love Trump. Good for him. But they act like somehow they can't do this trial. They can't do that. Why can't they do this trial? Well, they can't. Who says they can't? Well, there's no crime. Alan Dershowitz says he can't find a crime. Who gives up what Alan Dershowitz says? What are you talking about? Why are you saying, I can't find a crime here? Okay, great. Let me see if I can tell Mr. Dershowitz this. You know it and I know it. Number one, is there anything illegal about what Judge Mershon is doing? No. Is there anything illegal about bringing this case against President Trump? No. Is there anything that you can do to stop this case? No. Is there anything that any interlocutory appeal, anything that can be done to dismiss this? No. Is it legal? Yes. Is it a shitty case? Yes. Yes. Of course it is. Where have you been? Look at the Harvey Weinstein case. That's a travesty. But because nobody likes Harvey, that's a different story. Now, I heard something today which I think was the most fascinating story there is. And I was thinking about showing you this, and I am so fascinated by this story because I don't really understand it, sort of. I mean, I do, but I don't, but I do, but I don't. And it comes to this. You know, and I know, there are these, by the way, just ignore the Met Gala. This is satanic. And I don't even believe in satanic. Oh, look at this. No filter, Lauren Sanchez stuns in makeup-free selfie. Nobody's stunned. Nobody's stunned. RFK Jr. gets endorsement from Hollywood star who is facing a slew of new sex allegations. Hey, there you go. There you go. Good, terrific. I want to show you this one. This is the story which I found absolutely okay. Okay, hang on a minute. Hang on. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Just a minute. This is a good one. Okay, okay. Okay, here we go. Why does I find interesting? I do. A British female darts star has, oh, listen, this is Daily Mail, right? This is British, supposedly lovers of the mother tongue. Quote, a British female darts star has forfeit her chance to win the Denmark Open after refusing to face a transgender player, calling for the sport to ban those athletes born as biological men. Again, forfeit, has forfeited, wrong error. Dita Hardman, 64, then called Hedman. This is in the next paragraph. There's no proofreading. The Daily Mail has no proofreading. None. I've never seen anything like it. What are you doing? Well, it's AI. No, AI wouldn't do this. It's an idiot. People who don't speak English or people who are doing, I don't know, dictation. Anyway, Dita Hardman or Hedman? I don't know. Let me run a quick. I can't. Thank you, Daily Mail. Now I got to figure out which one is it. Let's see. It's Dita Hedman, English darts player. Okay, great. Now listen to this one. I find this to be a fascinating subject. Hedman, Dita, D-E-T-A, Hedman, Dita Hedman, not hard man, Dita Hedman, 64, by the way, has been a vocal critic of rules allowing transgender women to compete in women's tournaments. She pulled out of the quarterfinal match against Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen. Hedman is one of the most well-known figures in the women's darts scene. And in the past, has called the Professional Darts Corporation and the World Darts Federation to exclude transgender athletes from women's tournaments. Here's my question. Now listen to me carefully. I think we all understand that there are times when it's unfair to have a man performing something, okay? A man performing something in a position where his physical prowess, his ability to, you know, let's say to wrestle or swim or jump or dunk a basket or pick up weights or whatever it is, right? We all know it's unfair if a man is allowed to compete against a woman. You understand that? Okay, here's my question. What male component or female component is there in darts? Why is there a difference between men and women darts in the first place? I know nothing about this. Maybe you do. Can you tell me, is there some particular stamina, something that testosterone provides if you're a male darts player versus a female? What difference does it make? Can you think of the only sports, and I think I know one, where there is no differentiation between men and women? Do you know what this is? someone writes arm strength. Arm strength. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Okay, chess. Are men and women allowed? That's a great question. Are men and women allowed to play chess? I don't know. I heard it was equestrian. And maybe in Olympic stuff, maybe rifle shooting. I don't know. But equestrian, I think. Is there pool? Billiards? Nine ball? Remember in the old days of... And the reason why I think this is interesting is that why are there differentiations between some things where there shouldn't be? I think we should have open, there should be no distinction whatsoever. Now, Martina Navratilova, I disagree with nothing she says politically about anything. By the way, have you seen her lately? I swear to God, I thought it was Paul Hogan. The fellow who did Crocodile Dundee, his current, but I swear to God, I'm just saying. She says there are men and there are women. And you know what? I agree. Remember Cha-Cha Maldani, drag racing? She was fantastic. Did Danica Patrick, was there a woman? Can women be drivers? I believe so. But that's also a very physical sport as well. I don't understand why there are male and female darts. I don't understand this. I have no understanding. I don't know why. Now, here's the question I have, and listen to me. And Mrs. L and I disagree with each other. And she's made me think about this, but I'm going to ask you a question. Let's assume that there's a beauty pageant, which I think are the most stupid things anybody's ever seen. The idea of a beauty pageant, it's a version of the minstrel show. It's anachronistic, it's stupid, and it's just wrong. Just wrong. The beauty pageant. Oh, for God's sakes. A beauty pageant. Anyway. Let's assume that there is a person who wins. Considered by everybody to be the most beautiful, talented, graceful, whatever the hell the criteria are. But she was born male. Now think about this. What are the criteria for beauty? What does it have to do with gender? Now I know you're going to say, well, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to win Miss anything or Mr. I'm not going to win anything. Not because of my gender, but because of other obvious, you know, whatever it is. In terms of, you know, beauty pageants and that sort of thing. But here's the deal. I feel if a man, who says, I can do exactly what you're doing. I can be, quote, beautiful. I can, whatever it is that these stupid beauty pageants do. If somebody wins and they're a man. Now, Mrs. L says, this is a position that could have gone to a woman. That is, a woman is deprived of this. And I'm saying that in this particular case, it doesn't matter. If there is a woman, you know, when you have the New York Marathon, they always have the winner in the men's, the winner in the women's, and the men always win first, and then the woman, who is not exactly, you know, a mile away, but wins among all the women, but never beats the man. What if a woman were to win? Guess what? She'd be number one, both in the winner of the race and in the women's category. What is the difference? Do you agree with me? If a man shows up and says, I have always believed I was a woman, look at me. I have the accoutrement. I have the beauty. I have the looks and the skin and the cheekbones and whatever the hell it is you're looking for. I say the man should be able to win a Miss Whatever. because the criterion and criteria are beauty, grace. Not a beautiful woman, but beauty. Who agrees? Women have a different tea in golf. Thank you. Who agrees? Who agrees? I'm serious. Okay, Shelby says, Mrs. Ellis, right, you agree. Anna, who agrees with me? Mrs. Ellis says, no. But can they juggle? That's good. I think the notion of beauty is merely subjective. There's nothing at all that's, I mean, you know, it's completely subjective. I don't know if women's gymnastics, if you have point schedule, do they have women, do women, are women in bull riding? I have no idea. Are there women in bull riding? I have no idea. I don't even know. Let me ask this question because I'm asking you this. Women bull riders. Teenager Najaya Knight wants to be the first woman at bull riding's top level. It's an uphill dream. She drops her 100-pound frame onto a 1,300-pound, become the first woman to compete at the top level. She can't join until next year when she's 18, and even then, she'll have to prove that she's good enough. Okay. The sport is a... And by the way, I don't like bull riding with helmets and vests and all that stuff. I'm sorry. If you're not going to get maimed or killed... I am telling you right now this. First of all, I don't understand why somebody says, I'm not going to compete against a man or a woman throwing a dart. What the hell difference is it? That's number one. Number two, I have no reason. I stand for the proclamation that in this subjective world of whatever beauty is, if a man can win it, he should win it. Irrespective, because beauty is beauty is beauty. Lori says, a beautiful man can win Miss America. Sure. Absolutely. And here's the thing too, Lori, what if a woman has had plastic surgery? What if she's had breast implants? What if she's had liposuction? What if she's had whatever treatments they have for this? Isn't that kind of artificial? Isn't that artificial to an extent? I want to know the question of what is and isn't a woman. What difference does it make? Why do we have these separate distinctions? Why don't we just say, look, let's just stop this. We have from now on, we I don't know who wants to see a woman. Maybe you do. Anyway, I thought it's a fascinating subject. And Mrs. Ellen and I, she said, no. I said, I'm sorry. I think beauty pageants are stupid. And I think it's so funny. You have no idea. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm kind of laughing. But the idea of a man, woman winning a Miss something kills me. Because this was your, this was, and not to know it. Lori says women can't win pool or dart tournaments. They can't win or they can't play. How about this? Are there women pool champs? Let's see if we have this. Oh, this is the WPA Women's Nine Ball Championship. What is this? Has a woman ever won world pool? Women's billiards? What difference does it make? Please tell me. What is it? Height? Maybe Efren, what is his name? Bata, the Philippine, probably the greatest of all time. Look at this guy. Does he look like he enjoys any kind of physical prowess? You think Willie Moscone was? I don't understand this. We have separate. Thank you, Lori. We have separate. That we do. I think this business, it's time that we say, you know what? Forget the transgender. I don't want to hear anything. I want to completely eliminate all distinctions. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Nobody wants to do that. Why? Why? Because we're what? Because we're what? Say it. Because we're different. I know this has nothing to do with anything. I've been thinking about this all day. I also been asking myself the question, what sports do you think you would rather watch a woman involved in than a man? I'm thinking maybe synchronized swimming, if anybody watches that. Maybe what? What? Lori says, it's got to do with the power and reach. The guys would cream us. I don't know. Power and reach again. Power and reach for what? The greatest, what's his name? Effort, you know, Bata, the Filipino. He's the greatest pool player ever. Minnesota Fats? No. Do we have separate distinctions between men and women who play the guitar? Do we have women's guitar players? No. This is the thing I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Why do we insist upon distinctions between sports and activities where the gender has no bearing one way or the other? I don't understand it. Why do we separate? We wouldn't have black sports and the... What are we going to go back to the Negro leagues? And some could argue, well, maybe we have that with NBA. I don't know. Think about what I've said very carefully. Think about what I've said. And while you're thinking, listen to this great word from our great sponsor. It's time yet again, my friends, to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you'll get a free gift. No purchase necessary. And yes, I know a free gift. It's a tautology, so sue me. But first, listen carefully. Check out their $25 extravaganzas. Premium MyPillows, Queen and King, MyPillow 2.0, MyPillow bed sheets, the lowest price ever, sandals, slides, slippers, six-piece towel sets, four-pack dish towel sets, simply and absolutely unbelievable. So go to MyPillow.com/Lionel, MyPillow.com promo code Lionel, or call 800-645-4965 and watch how fast Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, simply and absolutely the best. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this one. MIT becomes the first elite university to ban diversity statements. From Unheard, it says, and what's likely to be a watershed moment? The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has ended the use of diversity statements for faculty hiring, making it the first elite private university to backtrack on the practice that has been roundly criticized as a political litmus test. On Saturday, an MIT spokesperson confirmed in an email that, quote, requests for a statement on diversity will no longer be a part of applications on any faculty positions at MIT. The decision marks an inflection point in a battle over diversity, equity, and inclusion in higher education. Since at least the late 2010s, diversity statements have been ubiquitous in faculty hiring, sometimes carrying serious weight in the selection process. MIT embraced the diversity statement trend. In 2023, the university's Department of Nuclear Science and Engineering sought an assistant professor, quote, in fields from fundamental nuclear science to practical applications of nuclear technology and energy. Applicants were required to submit a statement regarding their views on diversity, inclusion, and belonging, including past and current contributions, as well as their vision and plans for the future in these areas. Listen to me and listen carefully. You are watching something that is about to explode, not only on the streets, not only regarding the Met Gala, but everywhere. Common sense is going to prevail. Do you hear what I have to say? If you want equality, I'm going to give you equality, and you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. Because what equality does is it makes not equity, equality. And it just says, who's the fastest? Who's the fastest? Wait a minute, I'm a woman. Fine, be the woman's fastest. Who's the fastest? You think what, 80-year-olds are going to complain? Hey, what about me? What about you? Do you want diversity? I don't. I want quality. I want equality. I want the best. I don't care. It's coming to a head, my friend. So many things are happening. Media are losing it. Fuck, this antediluvian. You don't understand what's happening right now. I'm going back to what's going on in Gaza and Rafah. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I can't believe what's happening. The rest of the world is saying, what are you doing? It's all changing. And all they do on Fox News is make fun of people. Well, let me tell you something. I see it as clear as day. I see it as I want the truth. And in 2024, we're finally going to say, I want America first. I am not interested anymore in fueling, funding, or providing the appropriations to kill, maim, and destroy human beings that pose no risk or threat to the United States. Do I make myself clear? And I don't give a goddamn what you call me. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. What do you want to call me? The anti-Semitism, it doesn't work anymore. It's done. Metal fatigue, it broke. Racism, it broke. DEI, bullshit, broke. Nobody wants this anymore. Nonsense. And you see what they're doing right now with these families that spent $90,000 or more for a Columbia degree, and they don't even have graduation. I don't know about you, but I'm loving this. I want a revolution. Painless, bloodless, peaceful. I want a revolution. I want everything destroyed. And when I was watching this today, this dart person, it just hit me. Women's darts. What are women? I mean, hey, ladies, can you do this? It's a little dart. Can you throw it like that? Oh, my God. And it just hit me. It hit me like, wow. Wow. In the year 2024, we're going to see a new president. And we're going to change everything. We're going to go out of our way to undo everything. Everything. I told you this morning what the Chicago Teachers Union is trying to do. They want to destroy everything. They want to destroy everything. And my friends, get ready for this. There is a move that is happening. And I hope you follow it. I hope you understand what's happening. And I hope you grasp it. I hope you grasp it and really take note of it. I don't know when America is going to get into this program. And I don't understand why America doesn't care anything or see any. Americans don't give a damn about Israel. But what we are seeing right now is going to be an intellectual upheaval. And you're going to see a switch in a program, in an obeisance that I have known my entire life. This is cataclysmic. Do you understand what I'm saying? Cataclysmic. That's all. That's all. Tonight, pay attention right now as we speak. as to the goings on of this Met and Gala stuff, let me tell you something, my friend. There may be something to this, I guess you would call it Satanism stuff. I know you love that satanic stuff. You love that. You love that stuff. Watch these people. It may be true. It may be there. And honest to God may be there. Okay? You know what I'm saying? There may be something. After this thing is over, after the ritualized events, unbelievable. That's all. All right, my friends. Now, by the way, Lori Cuck, you have been tremendous. Pilgrim Media, you have as well. Thank you for this. Thank you for your focus on this. Get ready. I'm telling you. I see this, and I know what I'm talking about. There is going to be a revolution. It's going to be bigger and greater and grander than anything anybody ever thought possible. That's all. So in the meantime, dear friends, have a great and a glorious day. Thank you so, so very much. Make sure you follow Mrs. L. I ask you again, make sure you follow Mrs. L at Lynn's Warriors. She's got a great piece up tonight on the Met Gala. She knows, or the gala. She knows more about this than anybody. We'll see you again tomorrow, 8 a.m. Thank you so much, dear friends. You are wonderful. You are tremendous. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. See you tomorrow. Have a great night. Don't forget, the monkey's dead. The show's over. Sue you. Dead.